Practice test. 1. Botany.
Fungi. Fungi are a group of organisms that, despite being plants, have no leaves or flowers. In fact, fungi do not even share the green color that most other plants display. Scientists estimate that there are over 1.5 million different species of fungi in the world, though to date, only 100,000 have been identified, leaving many more that have not been found. One interesting feature of fungi is that they often interact with other organisms in order to survive. These relationships are at times beneficial to both organisms. Other times, the fungus benefits without causing harm to the other organism. Many types of fungus have beneficial relationships with plants. Initially, many gardeners would be concerned to know that their plants were colonized by a fungus. This is because some fungi can cause plants to die. However, many plants actually depend on certain types of fungi to help it stay healthy. Fungi are important to plants because they help plants absorb more minerals from the soil than they could on their own. The reason for this has to do with how fungi obtain food. Unlike green plants, fungi cannot make their own food. They must absorb their food. When the fungi absorb minerals from the soil, they draw the nutrients closer to the roots of the plant, so the plant is able to use them as well. The fungus also benefits from this relationship. Using the minerals from the soil, as well as sunlight, the plant is able to produce sugars and other nutrients. Then the fungus absorbs the nutrients from plant roots and uses them to survive. Not all relationships are beneficial for both organisms. In some interactions, only the fungus benefits. Still, for some fungus species, contact with other organisms is essential. And though the fungi do not provide any benefits from the other organism, they do not harm it either. One example of this is a species called Palobolus. This fungus relies on other animals to help it reproduce. The Palobolus grows in animal dung. When it becomes mature, it shoots its spores away from the dung pile. The spores land in the grass where cows graze. The spores are consumed by the animal, but do not grow while inside the stomach. They travel through the body of the animal until they are passed and deposited in another area, where they continue to grow.